Suspended public protector Busiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office is in question. Parliament is on the fourth day of her impeachment hearing on Thursday. Mkhwebane's efforts to interdict Parliament and the President from continuing with the impeachment process failed. Leading Mkhwebane's legal team is advocate Dali Mphofu, who told Parliament that they are planning to call Ramaphosa to testify.
We are going to call the President. We are going to write him a letter today or tomorrow to ask him a lot. In line with the directives, if he's willing to come voluntarily. If not, then we will initiate a process for him to be summoned. And it is not for the reasons of dealing with the issue of suspension and all that per se, but just on the merits, on the fact that he has made certain accusations against the public protector, saying she's guilty of perjury and all sorts of things, which would be impeachable if they are true. But you'll see that when we do when we send the letter. Actually, I had then thought that would probably be as far as we go. From some of the evidence now, it looks like we might even have to call other former presidents. I don't want to put their names at this stage.
Mphofu cross-examined former South African Revenue Service executive Johan Lochenberg on his testimony, alleging that Mkhwebane failed to act without fear or favour in her dealings with SARS.
I submit to this committee that Ms. Mkhwebane, in my case, failed to act without prejudice. She accepted unsubstantiated claims and wild accusations, which I proved to the court. And she elected not to engage on those at all.
Recording in progress.
And I make the point, which I also made to the court, that had Ms. Mkhwebane afforded me a hearing, then a lot of time and effort and money and heartache and trauma on many, many people, and whatever resources had gone into that investigation and the subsequent litigation and the aftermath would well have been curtailed.
Mphofu posed some questions to Lochenberg.
The public protector, in your view, is not fit and proper, among other things, because she correctly or incorrectly relied on these reports which said that the unit was unlawful and had exceeded the bounds of what is allowable in law and even in the constitution. I'm just saying that the fact that she relied on reports done by senior counsel, by a judge, an audit firm, and the Inspector General of Intelligence, unrelated bodies who all found that the unit was unlawful. You accept that she relied on those?
I accept that she relied on those documents, yes, Chair.
Yes, thank you. In other words, it's not like she just woke up one day and decided, oh, let's go and harass Mr. Van Lochenberg. There were independent, but when I say independent, I know you are saying, for example, they didn't give you a chance and so on. I'm not debating that, but I'm simply saying independent of the public protector's office. There were independent, or let's say external bodies that had found that the unit was unlawful, including one that was specifically dedicated to you as the investigation on Mr. Van Lochenberg's conduct. Correct.
As much as the panels, or whatever we want to call them, were seemingly independent in the sense that those people that chaired those processes were independent of each other. The input, in other words, the unknown people who made these allegations behind closed doors, never to be seen or be put on oath, were the same. So in that sense, it was not independent. Secondly, in the case of the Kroon media statement, there was in fact no process. It was merely an endorsement of a prior report. That's my answer, Chairperson. The public protector took those reports as is and ignored the aspects that I've mentioned and many other aspects that have been available in the public domain that cast significant doubt on those reports, and she then accepted them as if fact.
The hearing is set to continue until the beginning of August. For Times Life Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.